Lawyers.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm looking for Kurt. Is he available?
No, but he will be available probably in about 2 hours. He's not here right now.
Okay.
Can I take a message?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Steve. I guess that's a good way to start, huh?
Okay, Steve. And who are you with, Steve?
I'm calling from Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
My phone number is
858-779-0932. Okay. I'll tell you what, he's finishing up some things and he's leaving for vacation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's gone to Florida and gone sailing for 10 days, and I don't think that's fair. He's not taking me with him. But I'm not married to him, so that's okay. If he has time, I'll have him call you back.
Okay, well, have
I'm not. I'm not promising.
That's okay. I heard you. I don't want to.
He's blowing off a lot of stuff today. Let me tell you.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this: does he maybe have like an email? I could send him an email.
Sure. Why don't we do that?
Okay, that might be easier. Let's do that.
Okay, it's under Moyer, M-O-Y-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Property Service.
Property Service. Okay.
At SSS, that's in, like S is in Sam, three of them.
Okay.
.net.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
.com, okay. So SSS, so Steve, not Sam.
Either.
Right on. Okay.
As long as it's an SSS, it's not SSS like in Cardiff, okay?
Oh, I know. Trust me. I have any idea how many times I have to spell that every single day.
Yeah. What do you do?
Actually a business bank.
Oh, you're a bank?
Yeah, out in San Diego.
Well, I'll talk to you.
Hey, how you doing? Perfect. I'll talk to you.
Well, I don't need any money or anything. I mean, are you calling in regards to what, honey?
The reason I'm calling, I was just trying to follow up with him on something. I'm not, like, trying to sell him anything. It's more of, seeing if you guys have any, needs right now for anything. I mean, equipment or capital. And if you guys do, I would be more than happy to help you guys out. I mean, we have some, I'm trying to build relationships here. We're a relationship bank. So, we don't just really call out of a hat. Like, I'm sure you guys get, probably a bunch of these calls every single week.
Yes, I do.
And the majority of them, they're just randomly calling. But we're a little bit different in that, like I said, we don't call straight off of a list or anything like that. We actually do some research. You guys are actually pre-selected because you guys have some prior...
Good credit.
That I don't know about. The only thing
I do...
Well, that's good.
We don't owe anybody anything.
Hey, that's perfect. That means you guys are doing really good, then.
We have a few trucks we're paying for, but, normally we don't have $85,000 laying around to pick up a truck, so we do finance those.
Sure, absolutely. Well, and to be honest with you, I deal with a lot of business owners, and, if you guys are ever, trying to, and this goes for everybody, too. I mean, they're always trying to grow, and they don't want to finance. But it's very, very hard for a business owner to grow their business, and get more business without financing. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I understand that. But he's been in business a long time, and he's got lots of... We got so many customers, we're lucky we can take care of all of them.
That's awesome. That's not a bad problem.
When I first started here, he had, five guys working for him. Now we have 10.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. So last year we had to go buy a lot of new equipment, because they needed it.
Oh, okay.
We had guys to use it.
It's better to have guys to use it than just sitting there.
Yeah, because I'm not going out and mow. I'm sorry. There's
no?
No. Oh, I mow my own yard. I don't. I'm not going to mow for him.
Did you guys pay cash for all those, or did you guys finance any of it?
We made payments on it with the company we bought it from until
okay,
we had 90 days, and then we went through a bank and finished paying it off, we owed still like $10,000. So we borrowed $10,000 from bank. I think it was Bank of America.
Was that like
they had kind of a thing? Yeah.
Okay.
They financed it, but I mean there was it was just like they just gave us the $10,000, and then we paid it back like within 11 months. We had a year to pay it back. We had to pay the interest on it up front, and then we made 10 payments.
Mm-hmm.
But well, we had a year, so I made 10 payments out of it and paid them 10 payments, and now we're done with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we own the equipment.
Hey, there we go.
Which made it nice. So.
That is good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, I'm not trying to. I'm not competing with your banks or anything like that. So I mean,
well, it was just he had got this thing in the mail, and then he applied for it, and they sent him this credit card. So then, what you do, you call them and you say, "I need to do this," and they sent us the $10,000, and we paid off what we owed. But we had to pay the interest on it up front, and I don't even remember what that was.
That's different. Well, you know, when they do that kind of thing, when normal banks, when they send out like an offer like that, they're actually they know that you guys have, you know, cash to back that up. So it's actually kind of just what they're doing is lending you your own money, and then you're paying interest on it.
I understand that, but it was just. We had to buy the equipment because, well, we needed to replace some others, and we had so many more customers that we needed to hire more guys. So.
Yeah, are you guys still growing?
It just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
either all the baby boomers have quit mowing their yards, or
that's not a bad problem to have.
No, it isn't. Drives me crazy, though, when I have to make sure there's money in there to cover the payroll.
Sure.
Yeah.
When is, do you guys ever get, like, kind of close on that?
No.
Okay.
No.
The only reason I bring that up is because I've helped a lot of my customers or my clients with the payroll situation where if they're getting short, to cover payroll, that's where we come in and we pretty much, you know, I'm going to be blunt here, save your guys' your butts.
Well, the way we do it is we make sure payroll's covered and then the rest of the people get paid.
That's probably the best way to do it.
I mean, we're billing like close to $65,000 a month, so.
Well, good. What's your gross annual sales? What did you guys do last year?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is. I just come in once a week and do all the posting and pay all the bills and things like that.
Okay.
I'm the bookkeeper, but I don't get into. Actually, I do all of it. Before, I just used to do a couple things. Now I do it all. So
now you do it all. How long have you been there for?
I retired. Let's see. I'm 67 now, and I retired when I was 62, but I got bored, so I up, and this is one of them.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a friend who owns a bar and a restaurant, so I go in to her place in the mornings and get ready to open up, you know, do the books from the night before and get the drawers all ready so they have cash and so they make change and close out the credit cards and do the posting and print the reports, and that's just what I do. I've always done bookkeeping.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, you must have been a bookkeeper back in the...
Oh, yeah. I was accounts payable, accounts receivable, collections.
Oh, wow, okay.
Payroll... I did it all, and then they went under, so I left. So I retired. In fact, I retired about 3 months before I knew they were going to go under because they just...
Because you're the bookkeeper, and you knew what was
happening.
They
didn't have a freaking clue. Yeah, they went into leasing, which just was stupid. Anyway.
Leasing is not very smart, yeah.
No, it isn't anything. Nope.
Well, how about this? Would it be... I'm going to send you this email to that.
Okay.
Tell him, you know, I'm just going to throw my hat in the ring. I know you guys have your own banks and you guys do your, you know, probably as need.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, maybe maybe we have some, you know, something that you guys would maybe need to bring on to your company, and I'd really love to do business with you guys, you know, build a relationship and, you know, go from there.
Okay. I will tell him.
Okay, well, it was an absolute pleasure
talking
to you.
And I'll tell him to watch for the email, and...
Okay.
Like I said, he's leaving for vacation, so he probably won't even look at it.
I wouldn't look at it if I was him either.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you. And
you too. Thank you,
Steve. Have a wonderful day. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Damn.